ओम शांति। सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर गोइंग टू शेयर ऑन द सब्जेक्ट ऑफ सक्सेसफुल एफर्ट्स। एफर्ट मेकिंग इज अ वेरी नेचुरल प्रोसेस इन द लाइफ ऑफ वी ह्यूमन बींग्स। एफर्ट मेकिंग इज अ नेचुरल प्रोसेस विच वी ह्यूमन बींग्स resort to achieve success in life. Efforts can be made in many directions. It can be in your personal domestic life. It can be for a national cause, like going through a war experience. It can be for a universal cause, which involves the benefaction of all on this earth. So the best efforts are those which are made for the benefaction of all. And once you work for the benefaction of all, you will definitely be happy with the success which you achieve. When we think for the benefaction of other people, our benefaction is automatically looked into. Like there was an incident in 1971. There was a problem that in East Pakistan and West Pakistan there were two countries, and the election was fought and won by a person who was from the East Pakistan. He was a Bengali speaking person. It's a very funny story, but it is true. And that Bengali gentleman won the election means he was declared successful in the elections. But he was not allowed to become the Prime Minister of East and West Pakistan because West Pakistan had some objections. And then there was a lot of resentment. Then a help was sought by that Bengali gentleman that since he has legitimately won the election, he should be made the Prime Minister of that country, which was not agreed to for some reason by West Pakistan people. So a help was sought, and ultimately a very severe effort of fighting a war had to be resorted to. So there was a war, so-called, apparently a war. And in that, India was invited to help the Bengali people who belonged to East Pakistan. Yes? Any problem? Okay? Can you hear? The volume low? So, a historical war was fought to give the right to the Bengalis to have their legitimate Prime Minister. And the war was of that nature that the victory was never heard in the past. During Dwapar Yug, which lasts about 2500 years, we fight about 2500 wars. That is the history, a war history of the world. Almost every year one war is fought. We are so fond of war. So we make a lot of efforts to fight wars. But the victory which was achieved in that particular war in 1971 was very rare. Because a consolidated effort was made to ensure that the legitimate right of the Bengalis is given to them and their legitimately elected person becomes the Prime Minister of that nation. In that bargain, we had to make a new nation. The East Pakistan war was lost and the Bengalis won. And then the country's name was changed from East Pakistan to Bangladesh. Have you heard this word Bangladesh? Any of you knows this name? We have a center in Bangladesh even now. And our sisters from Bengali background, they run the center there. Dr. Nimla Didi is the in charge of all the Asian centers, so she is in charge of that country as well. And the efforts put in were so sincere and with an aim of benefaction to the people of Bengal that the victory made East Pakistani 97,000 soldiers surrender with weapons. So about 1 lakh people had to surrender because of the will of the Bengalis. So when you fight for the right cause, victory comes on your way. If you put in efforts for a right purpose, sometimes victory can be enormous. Never in the history of the world, 97,000 armed troops have ever surrendered. Never. But in that case, it was explained to them, it's no use fighting, your defeat is absolutely sure, so better not go in for unnecessary kills, and you surrender, which they agreed to. So a lot of lives were saved. A lot of property was saved. And a new nation was born. Sometimes we need to put for legitimate causes also a very strong, deep-hearted effort, and the results are enormous. When I say results are enormous, the enormous benefit goes to the masses. There are no unnecessary kills, there are no unnecessary sufferings. Rather, people enjoy it, and it is for the overall benefaction of the society. So this is about the, you know, wars in the Laukik way. And there are some subtle inner wars which are always going on in the hearts of the people. The war between the good and the bad, between the vices and the virtues. The virtuous people, who wins ultimately? Between the vicious people and virtuous people, if there is a war, who will finally win? Virtuous, of course. The drama is so beautiful. Even if there is a very large number of the vicious people, still the virtuous people will win. And that's how the golden age is established, right? So the lesson learned is that we must make efforts in the right direction for the right cause, and then the victory comes on your way. When we come into this Brahmin life, here also we need to make some deep efforts to achieve something very deep in life. And it all starts from the effort to know the Almighty Father, my Father, or my Baba. As long as we keep saying Almighty Father, and it looks very distant thing. When you say that my Father, my Baba, then it becomes a bit easier to grasp. So one such opportunity was given in my life, that was immediately after the war, January 1972, I remember the date, it was 18 January 1972, when I was given a chance to learn the ancient Raj Yoga. It was a little funny story on the first day's experience, but the ultimate results were enormous. I told you that war story so that you understand the background of the person. When a man is young and is a warrior, his way of life is a rough way of life. He is tough as well as rough. But when he gets into spiritual life, things change. So when I was given an invitation to learn Rajyoga meditation, naturally my way of life was very fast, very harsh, very loud talking. And as on the first day I was asked to go and visit the center, I went on a motorbike, I was driving at 100 kilometers. And then suddenly, you know, I go very quickly into the center and then stop the vehicle like this and then tuck, 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 tuck. I start climbing the steps and go on to the first floor of a Rajyoga center. And I just peep in to the door and see about 80 to 100 people sitting in deep silence. You all know why those people were sitting in deep silence, because it was 18 January. But as far as this soul is concerned, it was my first time in life. And I found it very uncomfortable looking at the people sitting in deep silence. To me, deep silence meant dead silence. So the teacher in charge was coolly coming in as I wanted to get into the center. She looks at me and I talk to her. She says, "Didi, why these 100 people are just sitting in dead silence? Has somebody died here today?" So she looks at me, smiles. Now she can neither laugh nor she can talk loud because it is silence day. So she talks to me in a whispering tone. "Yes, brother, somebody has died also, not died also." I said, "What do you mean?" Then she explained to me that it was Baba's anniversary, the founder's anniversary day, and that's why people were sitting and enjoying deep silence. So I heard the word, they are enjoying deep silence. For me, dead silence was not a thing of enjoyment. But when I heard the word deep silence, I somehow managed to manage my thoughts. And then I said, "Okay, if that is your founder's anniversary day, and you want to maintain dead silence, then shall I go back and come tomorrow?" And she says, No, don't worry, you don't have to go back. You have come all the way to learn meditation, brother. And today is the best day to learn meditation." And I said, "But I don't know the alphabets of your meditation system. What do I do?" And then she says that, "Okay, I'll give you a very short course of only about 35 seconds. So I was given a short course of 35 seconds on the very first day, I still remember. And I was given 3 to 4 sentences. I used the word 3 to 4 because I heard only 3 sentences and fourth was very silent. So she says, "Just remember that I am a soul, a point of light. I am a peaceful soul." But she was speaking in whispering tone. "I am a soul, a point of light." And then by the said time she said, "I am the child of the ocean of peace." The 35 seconds were over. And I was asked to get into the classroom and start doing meditation. So I walked in coolly into the classroom. And I saw those, 60 people sitting in the class. Then I was looking up. And there was a light, lit up. Shiv Baba's light was on. And people were sitting in deep silence. And then the sister walks in. And she was looking at me that the man is still not comfortable. And she said, "Listen, brother," now she's talking to an army officer. And she knew if you order, then only it works. And she said, "Now Didi will start conducting meditation." So I looked at her and smiled. I said, "Then what do I do?" "You just keep your eyes open, brother." I said, "Okay, I keep my eyes open." Normally we meditate with eyes closed when we do meditation first time. Whichever organization you go, normally meditation, at least I know in India, it is always taught with eyes closed. And I saw the Chinese, even they close the eyes. So I just kept my eyes open, and by that time, couple of minutes had passed. I ended at, I remember, 5:30 p.m. It was around 5:35 when she came in and started conducting meditation. And then she started giving drishti. And as Didi's drishti went up to the rearmost person, like here on the last seat I was sitting, and when drishti came to me, I experienced that, vibrations of peace, like the air condition. You know, when you are in an air conditioned atmosphere, cool vibrations flow to you, cool air flows. Though she was emanating vibrations, I was thinking it is cool air flowing to me. It is something very strange. She is definitely a very powerful yogi, that she can emanate peaceful vibrations, that you feel the coolness within you. And then I said, let me also put in a little effort to do meditation which she has taught me to. And my effort was just to think that I am a soul, a point of light, I am a peaceful soul. I still remember there were exactly 3 words repeated in my mind, and it must have taken 30 seconds only. And suddenly I felt a body of light coming out of this body and flying up. What we call going into trance. So Baba, through that powerful teacher, made me go into trance on the very first day. And as I went up, I felt a body of light is going up, and so total consciousness of the world was out. I did not see anybody sitting in the class. I was up, and I was flying beyond the skies, like we normally fly and we'll go beyond the clouds. So I felt the same feeling going on. And then I started seeing a yellow light. And it was white light, and then started becoming yellow, and then becoming golden red. So I was looking up, and I saw very clearly Paramdham right in front of me. I saw a point of light, Baba shining bright, but emanating very peaceful and very cool and very loveful vibrations. So seeing Baba, I will say seeing Baba, and experiencing Baba together. That is what the word Gyan means in English. Gyan word is a Hindi word. I think it has no translation in English. How do we translate Gyan in English? Knowledge? You think is it the correct word? Knowledge to my information. Maybe my English is not so strong. Knowledge to my information is information transfer. We get some information transferred from one person to another person. But along with the information, if there is experience side by side, like there is information transfer that I am a soul, a point of light. But if I become a point of light, means I experience along with the information, then it is called Gyan. Gyan means knowing and experiencing. Somebody is telling you and you are hearing. That is information transfer, or knowledge is being transmitted. And then experiencing side by side means Gyan. So listening, getting knowledge, and then experiencing. So since Baba had put me into a state of trance, naturally I was experiencing. As I was seeing, I was experiencing. I saw Paramdham, I saw point of light, and I was experiencing a feeling of peace flowing into me, then becoming full of peace, and then peace was getting emanated into the environment. And then as I looked down, I saw, you know, at a distance, a globe sort of thing. Means there was a down, there was a world, and I was up there, and the hand rose up like this, as if the rays of peace are flowing down. So on the very first day, by putting in a very little effort, a very big achievement, I call it the best achievement of my life, came in, and it was an experience of soul consciousness, of seeing the Supreme Soul, of experiencing the vibrations of peace and bliss, seeing that the vibrations are being emanated, and they are being emanated to the rest of the world. Now going into that state continued for solid 55 minutes, because it was only at 6:30, the light changed from red light to white light. That's what normally we do. After the meditation is over, white light is switched on. And the people started talking to each other, of course in a low tone, but they started talking to each other because they were in deep silence for the whole day, from morning till evening. It was 26 January. So everybody was in deep silence, maintaining from morning till evening. Now the change which I felt at that time was that when I came into the class, I came into the center, looked in, and I saw people sitting in dead silence. My lifestyle was of loudly talking. So I was enjoying loud speaking, and I did not like their silence, and I said, dead silence, somebody has died, I must go. But after being there for an hour's time, in trance, that means you are in a really blissful state, a very peaceful state, when you come down, because the lights are changed, and I started coming down, and then people were talking to each other. The first immediate reaction which came out of my mind, can't they keep silence? Why are they talking? So simple. Because now you had gone through an experience of deep peace. A peaceful stage experience, because that's your real nature, true nature. And once you get into your true nature, then you enjoy that. So from loud voice to deep peace experience made me travel into that feeling of silence, and then silence became my natural nature. And I wanted people to remain silent and not talk. That's what we call as power of silence. So putting in a very little effort, to be very frank, it was hardly my effort. It was just a little help by the teacher, and Baba pulled me up. So second day, then I went home, came back next day, and then I was looking at the teacher like this. So she says, what are you looking? Didi, when I yesterday looked at you, and you asked me to start meditation, you know, I flew up. Today nothing is happening. So she says, well, yesterday, brother, it was not me who gave you drishti. It was Baba who gave you drishti. So you went up in trance. But do you want to learn a technique by putting in your own efforts that you can go into that feeling of deep peace and bliss at any time of the day, for any length of time, at your own will? I said, of course, if that can be taught, nothing like it. And then the 7 days course came in. That's what everybody starts with. And then you learn the art. Now you have put in your efforts, you have learned the art, and now you can put in a little effort and immediately go into that stage. Means you can, with your own efforts, you can come out of your body consciousness, be soul conscious, and be totally peaceful. This is where the successful efforts come in. The successful efforts started coming in my life from that day onwards. When by my own effort, I could uplift myself, I could go into my natural state of soul consciousness. And we all are gifted by Baba to go into soul consciousness. Only the time varies. With our efforts, sometimes we go for a short time, sometimes we can go for a long time. Sometimes we can go into very deep experience, sometimes we can't go into very deep experience. But all of us have learned the art by putting in effort to be detached from the body and be soul conscious. And our ultimate aim is to be like a flawless diamond. Today's Baba's Vardhan. He says the subtle effort which we have to put is that we should always be a diamond and see others also as a diamond. And then at all times emanate good wishes so that the diamond remains, you also remain flawless diamond, and you help others to become flawless diamonds. No waste thoughts, no negative thoughts. So you are always helping them with your pure vibrations so that they can also remain in that stage of flawless diamond. And if we can be constantly in that stage of flawless diamonds, we say we have achieved karmatit stage. We are all putting in efforts. Number wise, we have all become karmatit. Like our dadis, we have seen Dadi Prakashmani, we have seen Didi Manmohini, now we are seeing Dadi Janki, Dadi Hriday Mohini, Hriday Bhai, some such. I have counted very few people about whom we are sure that they have achieved the stage of karmatit, and they are working through that stage. A minor little effort can immediately take them into the next life. So we are holding them to stay in this life in spite of their karmatit stage, so that they can help us to be karmatit. So that is their effort, that they are always in a diamond stage and they want us to be in that diamond stage. And their stage indicates their success. So these are subtle efforts and we see achieve big successes. But there are sometimes efforts at a ground level also, which make you achieve lot of success. Like I will just take a simple example. We all have learned the art of serving through our mind, Mansa Seva. All of us do some Mansa Seva? Those who do Mansa Seva, raise your hands. Those who know to do Mansa Seva and they are putting in efforts to do Mansa Seva, raise your hands. Sessions? Everyone? Good. The result is almost 100%. I am very happy. But Mansa Seva is something which is again a constant effort making thing. And success depends upon how much sincere effort we have put in. And not only how much sincere effort we have put in, how much Baba's help we have been able to seek and achieve. Like I just give a simple example of life. There is one sister in US, her name is Dorothy. She lives in the retreat center. Okay? And there's another brother, his name is John. And this story is about 2 decades old. Then brother John used to come to Madhavan and then he suddenly stopped coming for some time. And sister Dorothy comes to me. It was an invitation by Dadi Prakashmani to go to US, to Chicago, to preside over the function of Parliament of World Religions. And there was a meeting going on in Madhavan at that time. Gyan Sarovar did not exist. So it's about more than 20 years story now. And 1973, I think I'm talking. And then Dadiji got an invitation to preside over the Parliament of World Religions. So during the break time, we were sitting in Pandabhavan, that central open place, and Dadi Chandramani. How many of you can identify Dadi Chandramani? You just look back, that corner, see. On that extreme corner, that is Dadi Chandramani. Okay? Dadi Chandramani was the in charge of Gyan Sarovar when Gyan Sarovar was built for 1 year, and she has been the in charge of the Punjab zone. And she was a very powerful sister. In meditation, perfect. Always emanating pure and peaceful vibrations. So we were sitting in the courtyard in Pandabhavan and there was a break time, so I just walked into Dadi Chandramani. And you know, we share with Dadis, we are very free. So Dadi just asked, Ashok, so what effort you are putting these days? About our Purusharth, we always talk. I said, Didi, the latest effort is that I go to Satlijans and I look down to the surf and I emanate vibrations to the 5 continents. I immerse the globe, I immerse 5 continents, and then we emanate vibrations of peace and bliss. That's very good. So you are having an effort of emanating vibrations for the benefaction of all the souls on this earth, even staying in foreign countries? I said, yes, Dadi, all countries. Okay, then you will go abroad, Ashok. Because you are serving the souls, you are making efforts to serve the souls staying in foreign countries, so you will go abroad. She just said it casually, I heard it casually. And then the meeting started after 10 minutes break. And we were sitting inside the small meditation hall. Those who have seen our Madhavan history hall, can you raise your hands? History hall of Madhavan? Yes? That's the original classroom of the VKs, where Baba used to come and conduct classes. So we were sitting in the history hall, attending a small meeting with all the seniors. Dadi Prakashmani herself was there. So she just looked up and said, well, today I have received an invitation from Chicago that Dadi is invited to go and preside over the Parliament of World Religions. Who would like to accompany Dadi? I want one brother to accompany me. So we are all smiling because nobody will, you know, get up and say by himself that I want to go. Let Dadi decide. So you are looking up, and then Dadi was giving drishti, and drishti came to this soul and said, Ashok, would you like to come? I said, Dadi, I don't mind. If you want to take me, I'd love to come to attend the Parliament of Religions, because there Swami Vivekananda had visited 100 years ago. And Swami Vivekananda has been one of the, I should say, patrons in my life. I have had a lot of respect for a saint like Swami Vivekananda. And just see, you know, how efforts and success follow each other. There was a little sharing with Dadi about effort, and little sharing that what effort we are putting in. And then Dadi liked that effort, and success followed. She said, you will go abroad, and after a few minutes, you get invitation to visit abroad. And just not visiting abroad, visiting United States of America, a very big country. And my attraction in America was just Swami Vivekananda place where the parliament was held 100 years ago. I had no other interest in the US, except visiting the place where Swami Vivekananda came. So this was the talk in the afternoon, and the evening we were having dinner, and Sister Dorothy walks in. Brother Ashok, I believe you are going abroad, you are going to US. I said, yes, Dadiji has given me a chance to visit US, and I'll go and attend the Parliament of Religions. But before you go to Chicago, brother, you need to come. I want a gift from you. I said, which gift? You need to come to Tampa. I said, okay, I can come to Tampa. Not just for a visit, you know. You are going to Parliament to attend just as a visit, but this place is not for a visit. I want a definite gift from you. So I looked at her. Normally, Madhavan Nivasis, when they go out, they carry a bag of tolis and a small bag of their clothes. That's what our normal belongings are. So wherever we go, we give a packet of toli to the center in charge, and in return she gives a gift. Now here, it was the other way around. The center in charge was demanding a gift from a Madhavan Nivasi. So I looked at her and smiled. She says, first you promise that you will give me the gift, and then you get an invitation to come. I said, come on, sister, tell me what gift you want. I promise you, you will get your gift. And she looks at me and she says, you know that brother John, who's been coming for many years to Tampa, and for the last 2 years, Maya has eaten him up. There is no brother John coming to the class for the last 2 years. And I want my John back. She said like this, I want my brother John back. This is the gift I asked from you. Will you be able to give? So since I said I have promised you, so you will get your gift. I just said it. I had never seen US. I had never known what is Tampa. For me, US was something like, you know, Patal Lok. The earth is round. If India is here, then US is right at the bottom. So we call it, if it is right opposite below, we call it Patal Lok in Hindi language. There is another world up there, there is a world here, and there is a world down below. The lowest world is called Patal Lok. So I said, well, if it is US is here, it is Patal Lok. You can't even look at it. So I come to Baba's room. Now my effort starts. And I said, Baba, this sister Dorothy, she has demanded a gift. And she wants me to return him one of our brothers named John. So then Baba said, do you know John? Yes, Baba, I have seen that brother. He was coming for a couple of years, and I believe for the last 2 years he has not come. And she says that Maya has eaten him up. Now, if a person has been eaten away by Maya, how can I give him back? So Baba looks at me and then smiles. The gift of being with Baba, going to Baba at any time, and being with him for any length of time, was a gift to the soul on the very first day. So this is just a gift that I can go to him at any time and ask him. And then we started sharing. The spiritual chit-chat started. So I said, Baba, how to search that man? You know, US is such a big country and it is in Patal Lok. How can I reach there? How can I search him and how can I get him? He says, well, son, the sister has demanded you a gift with this faith that she can get this gift from Madhavan only. And you happen to be Madhuban Nivasi? With that faith, you know, she has asked, demanded your gift. Now it is your duty to give her back the gift. So I looked at Baba, I said, Baba, I am a Madhuban Nivasi because of you. Because you are staying here in Madhuban and you have made us Madhuban Nivasi. I think responsibility is yours to give her back the gift. And then Baba smiles, says, yes, I know the ultimate responsibility is mine. But here the instrumental effort has to be put in by you, child. Because that sister, because of her faith in Madhuban, because of her faith in Baba, and because of faith in you as a Madhuban Nivasi, she has given her demand. And to make it happen, I know Baba only will do it, but you have to put an instrumental effort. I said, what effort should I make, Baba, for that? And then Baba smiles very quietly and he says, okay, you know, you are sharing with Dadi this morning, that every day morning in Amrit Vela, you are coming up to Satlujans, sitting with Baba, emanating vibrations to all the five continents. I said, yes, Baba. So always immerse that scene. And also remember that one of those continents is America. And in America, there is a town called Tampa. And in Tampa, there is a brother called John. And just don't worry about other things. So after doing Amrit Vela meditation, during meditation, you do it for all. I don't want to do it for a particular person. You just do it for all. Normal 45 minutes meditation. And then take out extra 5 minutes for that particular child. So towards the end of meditation, immerse John, and then you have to remind Baba. Baba himself is telling me, he says, you remind Baba that that brother John should come back. So I used to do it. After Amrit Vela meditation, for the last 5 minutes, I'll specially immerse, instead of all the five continents, I'll immerse America, and that America at Tampa, and Tampa that John, and his face, and then say, Baba, let that child come back. Let that child come back. And let that sister's desire be fulfilled. But to be very frank, when you make such subtle efforts, you are doing it first time, you have, you know, at some corner of your mind, whether it is really happening, then I said, okay, I should put double efforts, then I start going to Baba's Rock. How many of you have seen Baba's Rock? Good, good, yes, yes. Those who have not seen, you are going to Pandavan, you must go to Baba's Rock also, not today. You can do it tomorrow or day after. It's a beautiful place where we can have the best experience of meditation. And since it is on a hilltop, you feel very close to God. You know, I used to see that Baba is a satellite and I'm sitting on Baba's Rock. And even a satellite can look on, look down. So I sit here, Baba's Rock, and then emerge Baba here. And from there the light will come into the lower portion. And there's another John sitting and he's getting an instruction. Child come back, child come back, child come back, like this. So I used to emerge that scene. You can also emerge any scene. You can emerge Baba's Rock, then in Baba's Rock I used to go, then I used to emerge Baba, and then I used to look down, that in that, you know, America continent which is down below, there's one child like Brother John sitting, and Baba is telling him, child come back, child come back. So it was a very nice effort and an experiment being done on Mansa Seva. About 2 weeks, this experiment continued. After 2 weeks, the time came to travel to America. And then I came into US and then went to Tampa. And as I reached the Tampa airport, and I come out of the airport, now America is a big country, all the airports are very big, very large. These days we have, of course, Delhi, Bombay and all that very good big airports. Good old days we had very small airports. And America was too big an airport. So I just go there, I was totally lost. And as you come out, and these days, you know, you can directly come into the gate. Earlier we used to get down from the aircraft, then get into a bus, and then you go to a corner, and then you climb up and reach. So I was thinking one of those things will happen. But I was suddenly, you know, taken out and straight into the gate, some 27 or something was the gate number. And I walk in. And as I walk in from my aircraft, suddenly Brother John is seen right in front, inside the airport. And he says, hi Ashok, how are you? And I said, hi John. And we just said hi and we greeted each other and we were naturally very happy. And then we started walking out. Now America is not an easy country. nor it was, nor it can be, I suppose. So we came out and we were coolly walking quietly. Neither he was talking nor I was talking. And then suddenly he starts talking. You know, Brother Ashok, Maya in America is very strange. My brother is talking to you, who has already been taken away by Maya. After 2 years, he meets you. And then he says, you know, brother, Maya is very strange in America. I said, okay, John, yes, I have heard Maya is very strange. But stranger, you know, the experience, stranger has been the experience of last 2 weeks. Now John starts talking. And he says, yes, John, what has been that strange experience? You know, for two years, Maya had eaten me away. And suddenly after 2 years, I had to come back to receive you at the airport. You know why? I asked him why. You know, during last 2 weeks, what's happening? Every day in the morning, he's driving in his car and we are moving to the center from Tampa Airport and we are on the way. Every day, early in the morning, at 4:45, Baba used to appear. And he used to call me and he would say, child, come back, child, come back, child, come back. Bacche vapis aao, bacche vapis aao. So naturally, I was very happy. You see, the experiment of Bansa Seva has succeeded. And Baba is certifying as to what was really happening was the true thing. And you know, stranger was again in the evening, you know, when I come back from my work, again Baba will appear. And then he will say, child, come back, child, come back. I said, that's very nice. So, what have you decided? He says, because it was a nice experience, I shared with you. And you know, that lady Dorothy, she had given me a phone call that your friend Ashok is coming. So, please come and receive him. So, I have come to receive you. The airport, from the airport, by the time we had reached the center arrived, he stopped the car and he asked me to come out. Okay, bye-bye, take care. I says, come on, John, what are you talking? We have met after so much of effort. Baba has been putting in personal effort onto you. Morning, evening, child come back, and finally we have reached Tampa Center. And now you are saying, tata, bye-bye. I even do not know which room to enter in. I don't know which is the entry into the center. He says, that board you can't see, you better get in. And I says, how can I go, John, without you? He says, sorry, friend. Dorothy had only told me to bring you to the airport. She did not invite me to the center. So I am not going to the center. Such are the small obstacles which appear in effort making again. So I suddenly realized that there is some, you know, still lack of effort. The success has come up to your door, but it is not getting into your home. I said, John, no, that's not good. You must come with me inside. He said, no. I have not been invited. I am not going to come in. My job was only to drop you here and to share experience. I've done it and I'm going. I said, John, really, the Maya is very strange in America, but I have a request. Tomorrow is Thursday and I have come here only for 2 days. So tomorrow is Thursday and Thursday is Baba's day, and I give you an invitation because as a Madhuban Nivasi, I have a right. On Thursday, I'll be reading the Murli, so I'll be the center in charge. So may I request you to kindly come and attend the class tomorrow? Yes, for you, Ashok, I think I'll come for a day. But you get to get me invitation. So we went, and then I was sitting early morning meditation, and again remembering Baba, Tado, Baba, for last 2 weeks, we have been putting in this sincere effort. The success has come to the door, but it is not coming inside. So Baba says, well, child, you have to put in a little more effort, don't worry. Just put in a little more effort, and then Baba will help you out. So then I told Dorothy, well, that man is very strict, you better invite him. So she sent an SMS and he was invited. So we come into the center, sit down, every one of us. And that class, Tempa, I don't know how many of you have seen Tempa, anyone? There were only sisters in that class. So there were so many sisters. And only John was one brother. And that too was eaten away by Maya. So many sisters were sitting in the class with shining bright faces. As they saw John, they were all jumping with joy. And as the Murli was read out, everybody was very happy. So was John. Bhog was offered. And then John was called to the stage. And I asked everyone, do you all like that Brother John has come back to you? Everybody was shouting with joy. Oh yes, we are so happy. Our Brother John has come back. Our Brother John has come back. So I told him, John, now do you realize what subtle effort has been put on to you by the Almighty God Himself. You know, Baba has been telling you every day morning, child, come back. And it is His invitation you have come back. He says, yes. Now once you have come back, you have to take a pledge to stay on. Please take a pledge that you will keep coming to the class, and all the sisters are inviting you. And Dorothy was also sitting in one corner, you know, doing this. He says, okay, if my all brothers and sisters want, I will come back. And then he went back, and then I asked the class, especially Sister Dorothy, I says, tell me, Sister Dorothy, there must be some secret behind it. How did this man run away for 2 years, and how has he come back? He says, well, he has seen how has he come back. It has been purely your effort or Baba's effort. You have been invoking Baba, and he has accepted in front of the class that Baba has asked him to come back. But at heart of heart, it was my very sincere effort. I wanted this man to come back. I says, why? You know, because I am at fault. This brother John is the teacher of all the sisters who have taken birth in temple. He was the instrument of giving Gyan to all. He raised this class. I am the last entrance into this center. And it so happened that one of the days a senior sister came and she said, I want a sister to be the in charge. So I was made the in charge. And as soon as he heard it, that he is made the in charge, he stopped coming. So fault is mine. I said, no, it's not yours. It's a fault of the system, so don't worry about it. So I was really feeling hurt that this man has gone away and he is the instrument of giving me life. He has given me spiritual birth. He has given the spiritual birth to all these souls. He has been the instrument. I said, no, Baba has given birth. Said, of course, Baba has given birth. But he is the instrument. This instrument, we must pay back and we must get him back. And imagine, since last 20 years, John and Dorothy, after a few years, they were invited to the retreat house in New York. And both were requested by our senior most sister Mohini to dedicate. And both of them are leading a dedicated life in the retreat house. Would you like to clap for John? Or for Dorothy? Or for Baba? Or for the efforts which we put in? Or for the success which we achieve in life? So everywhere in life, we have to put in some subtle effort to achieve any type of success. It can be for saving a soul. It can be for motivating a soul to dedicate. It can be for any purpose, but it should be for the benefaction of the souls on this earth. And if we put in subtle efforts for the benefaction of the souls, the results are always success, and enormous success. We can take any amount of examples. We took the example of the very first day, then middle, to this American child. And let's come to the present time before we close. We do a lot of service projects, like we did one for the Jyotirlingams, the 12 Jyotirlingams. Have you heard of the 12 Jyotirlingams? Those who understand Jyotirling? When we call off a diamond, we call off a point of light, we call off a Jyotirling as well. Jyotirling means Shibaba, who is in the form of light. Jyotirlingam is a lingam of light. And there are 12 such temples in the world, in India of course, where the Shivling is worshipped round the year, all 365 days. And millions of people visit that temple. In all Shiva temples, a lot of people come. But there are many Shiva temples who are visited probably once in a week, once in a day, or maybe once in a year. But Jyotirlings are worshipped every day without fail, in a very methodical form, in a very systematic way. And they are the rear memorials of the descendants of the Almighty at some place or the other with some service project. Like, descendants of Shiva went to Tampa for that particular child, John. So, you know, you keep aspiring for a place, and the God's special blessings come to that place. So I used to always think, why these Jyotirlings are so much worshipped, unlike other temples? So the answer came that a project was launched in 2000 in which we arranged Jyotirling Yatras from all the 12 points, very remotely located, and the Yatras will move in. We made the official temples, official worshipping was carried out, because it is a standard norm of the Brahmins there that if you really want to take a model of a Jyotirling, it has to be properly worshipped every day. Without that you can't do. So we had to put in a pujari there, and he used to go and do a little puja and all that, and then everybody will look at it. Our aim was that in the name of Jyotirling, it is a very customary thing in India. You put one any Jyotirling anywhere, and you just give a call on loudspeaker that the Jyotirling from Maharashtra is here, and it is your good luck that the Jyotirling, the God himself, is come here to give you darshan. Please come and visit. So you'll get thousands of people listening your voice, and they'll start assembling. Oh, Jyotirling has come to my country, Jyotirling has come to my place, and they come and start worshipping. So it is a ready-made point where just one announcement can pull in many people. So millions of people could be served, because we did many programs at different places. We used to carry the Jyotirling, stand in a corner in the center of a town, make announcement, and a lot of people will come and start doing worshipping. So I used to think, why such million people are so much attracted by these temples and not by other ones? And the answer came, there was an assembly of all the 12 Jyotirlings. We made it in a very ceremonial way. We assembled them all in Mount Abu at one place, and all the Mathadish, big saints and religious leaders, because one of the purposes was interreligious harmony. Jyotirlings worshipping was done for interreligious harmony. Even Muslim leaders used to come and pay their regards, like Amarnath. When we did a program, the Chief Minister, Sheikh Abdullah, Umar Abdullah himself came, and they attended the function. So at different places, people used to come from all the religions and pay their regards. So when all the Jyotirlings came into Mount Abu, and an official ceremonial program was held, and data was read out, the 3,47,017 people came on this yatra, and 25 lakhs people on that yatra, and 1 crore people in that yatra. So people were very happy. But I wasn't very happy. I said, even if people have come, messages have gone to a lot of people, but how about Baba? All these people have been pulled here by Baba. Can't we request Baba that he should put a drishti on these Jyotirlings? Then a request was put in by Dadiji to Baba, that after a few days, it was Baba's descendants' day, can we request Baba to give drishti to these special Jyotirlings, because an enormous service has been done by this program. Baba agreed. And for me, that was the most fascinating day of my life. First fascinating day was putting in little effort, going in trance, seeing Baba, and going into the experience of peace and bliss. Then through Mansa Seva, some results. Now the final was that all the Jyotirlings are made to march. We celebrate our on 26th of January every year. We celebrate Republic Day in our country, and Republic Days are celebrated in many countries, and they always hold some marches. A lot of armies will come, and then some cultural groups will come, and it's a big celebration. So for Baba to come and have a look at those Jyotirlings, Baba only sits in the hall, and the Jyotirlings were all in the courtyard around. So we made them into a marching ground, and all the group leaders, 4 or 5, for each Jyotirling was made to take care of his own Jyotirling. They were all put in a line, and one by one they'll be coming, music will be on, and then they will move in a parade. During the Republic Day functions, we do a lot of parades. So that there was a parade done by the Jyotirlings. So the group leader will take out first, like we started with Somnath. So the first temple of Somnath is moving. The people who had done all that yatra all around the country, they will be escorting it. And Baba was requested, that Baba was asked to get up, and he walked out of the Diamond Jubilee Hall. Baba
walked out of the Diamond Jubilee Hall because the Jyotirins cannot go into the hall with 20,000 people sitting there. So everybody was sitting inside, video conferencing on, and Baba was requested and a special stage was made outside on the sister side of the Diamond Jubilee Hall. How many of you have seen Diamond Jubilee Hall? Well, I am asking you this question, otherwise you can't make this picture which I am developing. All of you have seen Diamond Jubilee Hall. All of you have met Baba. So all the Baba was invited. There was a special stage was made at the entrance point, number one entrance point of the sister side. A special stage was made on which Baba was asked to sit. Dadi Prakashmani was asked to sit. And then Muniben, who normally controls the program, she said, well, Ashok Bhai, so many Jyotirlings, I cannot remember their names. I can't remember what all services have been done. Well, you have to tell the whole story to Baba. So this child was given a chance. I was made to sit by the side of Baba. And then the first Jyotirling moves in. Now I was in a very embarrassing stage. How to tell God that your symbols are coming and what all has been done? Baba, this is your symbol called Somnath. And 47,27,415 people have taken Baba's message because of this yatra in his area. Then another Jyotirling is coming. Badrinath is coming, Kedarnath is coming, and then Amarnath is coming. That this Jyotirling has covered so many thousands of kilometers, and on the way we did programs in which 100,000 people, 10,000 people, or 2 crore people took the message. So I had to read out all the reports. But what I was observing is that Baba was in such an elevated stage, and you know, as a Jyotirling comes, Baba gives it a drashti very lovefully, and he raises his hand, and he used to emanate vibrations onto that Jyotirling. So these are the only 10 temples in the world on which the God himself has emanated his strength and power and blessed those 10 temples. Made it powerful. So much powerful that right for half a kalpa of bhakti, millions of people visit that temple. And it repeats every year. It repeats every kalpa. Baba himself comes on this earth. The Jyotirlings are brought to him and he gives them drishti. So the God has directly given drishti to those models of Jyotirlings. That is why they have achieved that extra strength. That is why millions of people visit those temples regularly. Again, subtle effort of some soul, organizing program, getting people, serving the masses, and then ensuring that God himself is emanating his vibrations onto him. We keep putting in efforts. We see the success is achieved. And then we get a chance to check our own stage. Where have we reached personally in our effort making for achieving our highest stage? Have we reached close to Karmati stage? We are very fortunate, especially when we come into Madhuban, that we take the sustenance of those very, very special souls, we call them dadis or seniors, very senior sisters who are very close to their Karmati stage, very senior brothers, like one we talk as Nevar Bhai or Brijman Bhai, and there are some other brothers also, but mainly sisters who have achieve lot of successes by their subtle efforts, and they have come to close to Karmati stage. Now shall we keep looking at them, or we would look at ourselves that how far we have come close to the Karmati stage? So here is a time to check. But along with the check, just keep it in mind that we have come to really very close to the end of the cycle. Now the time from which we are passing through is a gifted time. Earlier we used to see meetings being held every alternate day. Baba used to come. I have seen those times in 1990s, 1980s. And then Baba started coming in Diamond Jubilee Hall. Those were the days when he used to come in History Hall, then Meditation Hall, then the Peace, Universal Peace Hall. And now he comes in the Diamond Jubilee Hall. And he has been coming for 10 occasions in a year. This year it has been condensed to 7 times, once in a month now,
which indicates that the time is closing in.
One of the factors is probably the aging factor of our dadis.
So with this very limited time available with us, we need to put in intense efforts so that we come to the karmati stage very fast. Sometimes when we use that word intense effort, you know, we feel it is a difficult thing. I feel it is very easy to elevate ourselves into that subtle regions, sit with Baba and emanate vibrations for the benefaction of all on this earth. It is the easiest way to achieve the best results. Intensity of effort is only in emanation. And when you emanate, you can only emanate when you have already fulfilled. And if you have already fulfilled, means you have already achieved an intense stage. And from that stage you are emanating, and then millions of people are taking benefit. If you sit in class, at least hundreds of our own brothers and sisters are taking benefit. And that is the real joy. Serving many people, sitting at one point. This technique which has been taught to us, what we call as Mansa Seva, is the simplest way to achieve Karmati stage. Because you see yourself as a flawless diamond when you sit in the subtle region with the flawless diamond Baba, and with him sitting in a stage of equality and then emanating, doing the same job as he is doing. Actually, he does the job. We are only instrumentally attentive, sitting by his side and enjoying the benefit of the emanations which he is giving to the whole world. And since we are sitting very close to him, we are the first beneficiary. So this subtle effort, on a regular basis, we have been doing for quite some time. And once we have done it for some time, naturally, the benefits are coming to us. Our efforts are becoming very simple. And with very little effort, we are able to achieve very good results. If you see things around, as we are coming to the end of the drama, you see the souls in the world. How much do they need you? See any walk of life. You see engineers, you see doctors. Doctors are supposed to give solace to others, but then they are themselves extremely tense. You see professors, you see youth workers, you see social workers, you see jurists, you see academicians, even if you see military people, paramilitary people, police people, everybody is tense. And they are looking for someone to give them that inner strength by vibrations. I have been instrument of serving the military and paramilitary forces for the last many years. And what I have lately found is, even people serving at the border security forces, they are the police people who are supposed to ensure that the borders are safe on both the sides, there is no unnecessary exchange going on, neither of the men nor of the material. But they have to remain alert all the time. And anything can happen at any time. Even those people who are serving as the protectors of the nation, they are themselves under tension. And they are looking for people who can teach them a technique of meditation by which their inner strength improves. That means they start becoming diamonds themselves. And all of us, at least the seniors, or those who are teachers and those who are becoming teachers, actually there is no difference between teacher and a student. Student is learns and then he teaches others. The Brahmins, Lokic definition. Who is a Brahman? Brahman kise kehte hain? They say yavat jivat pathat pathavat. A Brahman is that person who, as long as he lives, he teaches and he studies himself. He reads and he teaches. The one who learns and the one who teaches is called a teacher, is called a Brahman in Lokic life. And same, we have same applicability in our alaukic life. We are those people who are students first. That is, we are learning all our life. That's why we are enjoying it the most. And then we are also instrument teachers. So as you teach, you become an instrument of transformation for many people. And with the support of the time, as the cycle is coming to its end,
that means it is support of the time and support of Baba, you are able to achieve marvelous results, and the whole world is looking upon you to have that inner strength which they lack and they feel tense. I can only make you tension free if I am tension free. As simple as that. And I know, at least in India, where we are as it is, about 900,000 strength now, this is the only organization to which everyone is looking up to experience vibrations and enhance inner strength. Whatever difficult role they are performing, they are performing very difficult roles, as I was talking about border security and this security and that. So many securities are there. But main security is, who is the most secured person? If I want to do your security, first of all, I have to be secured. That's how we are taught in this security services thing. Our teacher said, gentlemen, you are going to be taking care of the security of other people. But do you know who is the most secured person? Till you are not most secured, you cannot take security of other people. You cannot take care. Who is the most secured person on this earth? This question was asked in Mahabharata to Yudhishthir by Yaksh. One spiritual man asked another spiritual man. But Yudhishthir was the senior most Pandav, a God-loving person. And he was put up this question, who is the most secured person on this earth? And he said, absolutely correct. The one who sees himself as a soul and is connected to the Supreme. That was exactly the answer given by Yudhishthir. The one who sees himself as an immortal soul and who is connected to the Supreme is the most secured person on this earth. This is basic. Thank you very much. Sister gave a very good answer. The one who is seeing himself as an immortal soul and who is connected to the Supreme, he is the most secured person. And his security is being ensured by the security of the Almighty, by the Almighty Himself. And he said, that technique, the chief of the security of the Indian CRP, he was talking to us on our inaugural function. And he said, well, gentlemen, I must tell you that I have come here and I have known this point, that here are the people, here is a group of people who practices this technique. That is why they are most secured and they can make others secured. So the best security officers are those who are secured by themselves. And that technique is being taught here to the BKs. So those, I'm sure, you have been selected to do these courses officially. The government is paying you for your courses. And you people will learn this technique here. And you'll be able to perform your role best. You will be the people who will be really concentrated and you will always have the companionhood of the Almighty. Now a military man, a paramilitary force police officer was talking with the chief of police security and he visited Mount Abu. He taught us this. Imagine. This is how the time, as I say, is going in very much in favor of us. They say that those who practice this technique of feeling the companionhood of the Almighty and those who see themselves as eternal souls are the most secured people and they can ensure security of others. So, whether we see this walk of life or that walk of life, most difficult walk of life is this walk of life here, you know, the security is always a point of conflict. Because conflicts are on, so people are feeling unsecured. So most secured we feel when we are ourselves in that stage of diamond. When we are in that soul conscious stage, diamond stage. And when we are with that flawless diamond, the Almighty. And we see His closeness. And once we maintain His closeness with us, we ensure that all other people are secured by our presence. So you are the most secured people and you are ensuring the security of all the people on this earth. So now this is not applicable to India. I started with India, now I am coming to the world. All these children of Baba, they are from all over the world. And you are the ones who are practicing that stage of immortality. Absolutely fearless. Dadi Janki, when she shares her experience, she says, when I came to the Brahma Kumaris for the first time in my life, and I learned that I am an immortal soul, my fear of death was gone once for all from my life. I have no fear of death. So, that sort of braveness appears in our life. That sort of inner strength comes in our life. So, with these good wishes that you all experience that feeling of peace and bliss within you, and you will always feel ensured that you are totally safe and secured. Let any amount of natural calamities or whatever calamities can come. Because I have recently seen calamities myself. I am just coming back after a week spending with the Jammu Kashmir people where, you know, the huge destruction took place. And there also we felt that those who were feeling close to Baba, those who were meditating, they were very easily saved out. And those who needed our help, the Xaviers went from here to Kashmir, Jammu and Kashmir area. We took a lot of materials. We took those who were, you know, those who were flooded away and, you know, washed off their homes. We gave them shelters. Those who needed food, we gave them food. Those who needed clothes because some winter is coming in, we gave them clothes. So they were feeling, you know, from where these angels have descended. And they have just come out of the bloom to help us out. So whether it is physical security or it is spiritual security, we are absolutely secured. And with that bondage of with each other, you know, we are combined, diamond to diamond connection. That connection of diamond to diamond, if we maintain, then achieving karmati stage is also very easily possible. And we are closing into the karmati stage. So with that elevated consciousness, let all of you remain always in a blissful state, remain always secured, and also ensure security of others, and also ensure that peace and bliss is imparted to your brother souls. And let any time be the last time. It doesn't matter. We have to just jump from here to that. We are already at that elevated consciousness stage that even if you have to jump from this yuk to that yuk, a change of age has to take place, let it take place. Like Dadi Chandramani, we started from her. She is one of the most brave souls in Yajna. She is a Shakti avatar. Dadi Chandramani, Baba used to say, she is Shakti avatar. Always a very brave child of Baba. Right from the beginning of the Yajna, she played a very vital role. And she gave us most of the Shaktis. All these senior teachers, they were the creation of Dadi Chandramani. So Dadi Chandramani is watching us and she is also helping us to achieve our Karmati stage. She has already achieved Karmati stage. She is one of those, you know, we call this advanced souls, advanced party souls. So with the help of the advanced party souls, with the help of the existing senior sisters and brothers, and with your own help, let all of you achieve karmati stage in a very short time, so that the change from this life to next life just looks like a very lovely experience. We may not even come to know that we have left our bodies, like Dadi Chandramani did not come to know when she left her body. I can just take 1 minute and close with that. Dadi Chandramani suddenly had one of the evenings. You know, she always used to sit in Baba's lap. So one of the evenings she was doing meditation with all the sisters around. At 10 o'clock, she gave them some toli, lied down on the bed, and within 10 minutes, she had left the body. Nobody knew what to do. But since she had left the body, naturally, we flew people from here, she arranged especially aircraft, her body was brought here, it was kept here for 2 days, people from all over the world came because she had relatives all over the world to give her, you know, good wishes, and then she was cremated. After the cremation was carried out, what do? We offer bhog. So bhog was offered to Dadi Chandramani. And all these sisters and brothers from all over the Punjab zone, all over India, they had assembled in that bhog ceremony. Dadi Chandramani had a habit, like we also have that habit, you know. When we sleep, we just jump up, go to Satlujans, sleep in Baba's lap. So she had just jumped up and slept in Baba's lap. She never came to know that she has died. After 3 days, then cremation, and then bhog,
She was sitting by the side of Baba, and then messenger Manmohini, Baba Mohini Didi was up to give the message, and Baba was telling Mohini Ben, please tell this child that she has left the body. Baba had to tell Mohini Ben, the messenger, that give a message to Dadi Chandramani that she has already left her body. And all these people have come to pay their regards to her. And she says, okay, I have left the body. No problem. Give yatra to all my brothers and sisters. I was very happy. I thought, you know, that for the last 3 days I am in Satlujans. I am not coming down. There must be something. See, if I have left the body, fine. Doesn't matter. I will only stay in Baba's lap and I am very happy here. Don't worry about it. This has been the experience of Dadi Chandramani, whom we started with. So let all of us achieve that karmati stage like Dadi Chandramani, that even if when we are alive, no, we are in our most elevated stage, we are in karmati stage, and when we leave the body, we even do not come to know that we have left the body, because we are already in our eternal soul conscious stage, and we just were with Baba, we are with Baba, and we will always remain with Baba. Om Shanti. She is asking, what is the best way to do Mansa Seva? She's saying, should we see something very specific like America, or we can do general emanation of vibrations when we do Mansa Seva? Well, as a rule, we should do Mansa Seva for the benefaction of all, not for a particular person or a particular place. That can be done only as a special case in a very special demand, because Dorothy had a personal demand and Baba had to fulfill it, so Baba allowed us to use that. But normally, we must do. When we do Mansa Seva, we elevate ourselves, we be in Satlujans, be with Baba, and then emanate vibrations for the benefaction of all on this earth. If we can maintain that stage ourselves, sometimes people can maintain it for quite some time, it's very good. Otherwise, you can, to make it live, you know, keep you alive, you can keep changing some scenes. You can start like this, like I emerge. Can I have 3 more minutes? I had this problem. I asked Baba once that when I go to Satlujans and I emanate the whole earth, I can very easily transmit vibrations for the benefaction of all the people on this earth. But Baba, I do not know how to emanate vibrations for the benefaction of all the 5 elements. 5 continents is no problem. I always see a globe and I always see continents and I always emanate vibrations. And it was always generally, you know, Baba is emanating vibrations. Then Baba showed me a scene. If you so desire, you can also create a similar scene for yourself. He showed me a scene that when I was asking, you know, Baba suddenly pulled me and I saw a flash, a scene. That Baba was there in Satlujans, I was sitting in front of him, and then there was a globe in front and there were 5 continents very easily seen, but 5 children appeared in between. Those 5 special children, 5 special souls were, first soul was Mama. Second was Dadi Janki. Third was Didi Manmohini. Fourth was Dadi Prakashmani. And fifth was Dadi Chandramani. So these are the 5 souls which we have taken their sustenance. We know they have achieved perfection. You can emerge any 5 souls, it doesn't matter, whomsoever you have faith on. But this is how we can take help. We can create a scene which is interesting. So I was observing that Baba is emanating vibrations towards Mama. They are all vibrations are then American continent is appearing, then the instrument of America, Mohini Didi, is appearing, and the light is emanated to all of them. Then the light goes further and a element manifested as a human being, like the sun, appeared for American continent, for Mama. She was the symbol of purity. The sun appears and the sun is feeling very happy, you know, an element. Then again Dadi Janki, you know, we all know her for her delta waves. She is embodiment of peace. So peaceful vibrations are emanating. And then we see manifestation of a deity. The deity was Agni Devi, we call it, the fire. And then it is feeling very happy. Agni Devi is feeling happy. Then I saw a third Dadi, Manmohini, the continent of Africa. Children are feeling very happy. Their, you know, faces are shining bright. And then we see
again a manifestation of a deity, the Vayudev, the god of air, what we call it. I don't know what you call it. Yes, exactly. So, and then he's feeling very happy. Then I saw Dadi Prakashmani. She is the embodiment of bliss, we call. Because we have been with these Dadis and we have seen their super specializations, you know. Mama has been always emanation of purity. Didi, our Dadi Janki, always peace. I mean, that's a super specialization. They are all, you know, masters of all the virtues. So one Dadi, one particular virtue, one particular continent, one particular deity. So if he creates some scene of some beautiful embodiments, of some beautiful elements, then you feel involved that you are serving the people. You are not particularly concerned about individual, but you are serving people en masse. You are serving the continents. You are serving the elements. As if, you know, total transformation is taking place, as if process is going on. So if a process is going on, you are enjoying it most, you know. So some beautiful scenes happen. I saw it as a flash. And to me, every day it just appears as a flash. I don't put any efforts. And I start seeing those things happening very clearly. So if you are doing something which has a little variety, it keeps you more alive. It keeps you more related. And you get involved in enjoying that scene. That means you are serving and you feel you are serving. And you are feeling the benefit also going to the people. So if we involve people and if we see the transformations happening, then we enjoy it a lot. But you have to maintain your stage, you know. With all those, even the supermost dadis, I kept myself aloof with me and my Baba. So we keep always myself and my Baba. And then variety of scenes can be emerged. And variety of achievements which are happening in front of you, they give benefit to those and you also feel elated and benefited. So if you do some such techniques, you find it, you can do meditation for longer times and enjoy it longer. Thank you. That's Mansa Seva experiments. So sometimes when you will really desire for it, Baba will create a flash for you and will show you a beautiful scene which you will start relishing. And do as what Baba wants you to do. Okay? Thank you. Om Shanti. Thank you. So we'll have a minute meditation. Mm-hmm.